The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Into Fresh FM. The show is called Loud and Queer. My name's Jo. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing a lot of new music and also a chat that I had yesterday with Emily Edrosa from the EE Machine and Street Chant. First up though, I have a track for you. It's brand new. Just came out. It is from Amamelia's forthcoming album, The Joy of Living. But this track is called Theme for Living.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
never gonna want me. But don't you even worry.
Fresh FM.
I dreamed I was flying, soaring and gliding.
That was Maynard Larkin with Rattlesnake Boy. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. You may remember Maynard rapping under the name Randa, but he has a country album coming out on Little Chief, and that is the first single from that. It came out last week. Before that, you heard Anna Roxanne's latest track, Keepsake, off of the album that will be coming out later this year. Really looking forward to that one. And before that, Vera Allen's new single. It's called Gay Fever. Very appropriate for this show. That also came out last week. So three brand new tracks. First up, you heard the brand new one from Amelia as well. And she's got an album coming out and I can't wait for that. It is inspired by Mort Garson and YMO, she says. So should be really fun. I had a chat with Emily Edrosa a couple of days ago, and let's listen to Lesbian Pope, and I'll go straight into playing you the chat that we had. Speaking with Emily from the EE Machine, and you may know Emily's music from Street Chant and under the name Emily Edrosa. Kia ora, Emily.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me on your wonderful show.
Thanks for popping in.
I love Nelson. It's very beautiful.
You should come down.
I should. I played there with Courtney Barnett.
We have a gorgeous little independent venue here that's been running for just over 6 months now, called Fuckatoo Arts in Action, aka WAH. And there have been some pretty great gigs on there, so you'd be welcome all the time if you ever wanted to pop down and play.
I'll definitely add it to my list. I would love to tour New Zealand again, because it has been since that tour, and that was in 2021, so it's been ages. Yeah.
What have you been up to since the last album, Another Wave Is Coming?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been so long. Honestly, heaps. Not heaps in music. I had to do a personality recalibration, I guess. No, I had some, I kind of had some hard work that I had to do in terms of my mental health and stuff like that. Like when that album came out, I had just, like during the pandemic, moved back to New Zealand, you know, because of the pandemic, and yeah, just like my whole life kind of fell apart was one of those ones. Dealing with it, I did lean on some vices, which I am now free of, thankfully. So I kind of had to bottom out a bit without going too into it, but it was cool for me in the long term. I did some, I went to New York for a bit, and then spent some time in a town called Bowling Green in Kentucky. And there I did some work with children and teenagers who were receiving inpatient care for mental and behavioral health issues, which was really rewarding. I think definitely when if you are having a difficult time focusing, not thinking about yourself is kind of the way to go. And yeah, all that time I was recording as well, just with what I had with me. Unfortunately, New Zealand or Auckland was at level 4 when I left. So I couldn't bring very much stuff with me. I kind of left the country with a suitcase. And yeah, now I'm back with all of my wonderful equipment that thankfully was put in storage for those years, and I'm very keen to be a part of the Aotearoa music community again.
I think we're really super glad to have you back, and to have you back in a way that you are feeling better about by the sounds of things.
I mean, yeah, it's hard because I think there is like a tendency for people to think that having poor mental health or whatever will create good art, but in my experience it's completely the opposite, especially nowadays where it's hard to even find the time when you have so many pressures,
yeah,
capitalism and whatnot. So I think having a clear head, that's what I needed, because when I was off my rocker, wasn't making very much music. And so I'm really excited to experience things in a way, like, you know, when I fell in love with music when I was a teenager, it wasn't because of I loved like partying or whatever. So I think to go back to the purity of it all is a nice thing.
Yeah. And you have been writing songs that whole time?
My process is kind of weird in that I sort of don't ever, unless it's like while I'm first playing the song, I don't, like on the guitar or whatever, I always keep everything. In some way, I'll either like go back and or like put two songs together or like Frankenstein it into something and just chip away at it over years and years, just because of the situations that I was in over the years. I wasn't really, most of the writing of my stuff, some of it goes back to like 2018. The newest song that I have is probably from like 2023, but yeah, I sort of just chip away at things until I feel like they're right. I wish I could do things quicker, but in a way there's no waste. It's a zero waste process, I suppose.
Infants take the time that they take, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's hard as well, like thinking like, what can I say that's going to be resonant, that's gonna resonate with people, but not, you know, it's a lot easier with your first album to just be, I can't, and especially as time went on, I felt like I really had to do a statement or a concept, and then I would go back and be like, no. But yeah, so I wasn't really writing songs during that time, but I was, I don't know, had to, just chipping away at them, I guess.
And you mentioned that you are working towards an album at the moment.
Yeah, so I have everything recorded, basically, but I was always such a control freak, even from very early on. And so the one thing I always wanted to do was be able to mix my own stuff, just because music is so, how do you describe how you want something? If you describe something as tinny, it might mean something to one person and something else to somebody else. So I was always just wanted to be able to mix it myself. That's kind of what I spent the most of my time away doing, is learning how to mix or getting better at mixing. So that's the thing that's sort of taking the longest now, is because you can tattoo around forever. Now I'm going back and going, oh, I wish I'd just got someone else to mix it, because it's a good way to have a deadline, and it's a good way to say it's done. You feel like too embarrassed to say, hey, can you open that session up and turn the snare down to dB or whatever to someone who's a professional, whereas I can just do that in my studio forever. Almost all of it's recorded, but I just need to finish mixing the thing. So I'm going to be focusing on doing that over the next month or so.
Great.
Yeah, hopefully get a single out. In the meantime, I've got some older stuff, a few like of the songs that like didn't actually make the cut for the album, one that didn't make the last album, and then some songs that have been floating around on like a compilation and on SoundCloud. I'm going to put those on streaming just so everything's there. I don't think people use SoundCloud as much anymore, so I kind of just want to have everything be accessible.
Excellent. Do you still find that the content of what you're making is political? And the reason I ask this is because about 10 years ago, there was a video of Street Chant protesting outside the Young Nats ball, and the choice of cover that you chose was such a great political statement. It was the cover of There Is No Depression in New Zealand, and I mean, I know everything's so intertwined, but is that still something that comes into the content of what you're writing?
I mean, for me, I think everything is political.
Yeah, same.
Like, to even have the time to make music that's political. But yeah, no, like everything is political. Street Chant was so deeply involved in politics in that way, and I of course would do that again.
Yeah.
Now, but nobody asks. So, it was a really fun time. I was talking actually to Lucy from Dick Move a couple of months ago, and I was saying, because you know, like they're quite overtly political in their lyrics, and I was saying, you know, do people come up to you and say it helps them feel like seen or whatever? And she was saying, yeah, for me, I think the lyrics are not so overtly political nowadays, but like I said, everything is political, and the my distaste for capitalism, I think, probably seeps through no matter what.
Hell yeah, it shouldn't be only rich people that get to make art, right?
No, and I think that the conversations around that are really important.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that is not so overt with my art nowadays. With Street Chant, it was, I don't know, I feel like I have less of a right to be nowadays, just because I've been away from Aotearoa for so long. It's like back then I did feel like a bit more on the ground, and I knew about what was going on. And I remember it was like the John Key years, and every election we would get all hopeful, and then he would just get in again. And I'm sure it feels like that nowadays, even though National's only been in for one term, Things certainly seem as bleak even after just that one term, but that's because of, I think, deeper issues. But yeah, I sort of feel like I don't know as much to comment.
I'm going to ask you about what you've been listening to at the moment. Is there anything that's been really occupying your headphones?
I kind of have been going through a jazz thing just for the reasons I kind of talked about. Like, I don't understand jazz. I will never understand it. I will never play it. And because of like getting quite deep on mixing, I find myself, if I'm listening to pop rock or whatever, I'll be going, oh, what have they done there on the kick, or what, you know? And so to try and turn off that analytical part of my brain, I will listen to jazz just because it's like, yeah. I mean, while I was away, I should say, while I was away, I got diagnosed with ADHD. and I'm medicated for that now, so it was a huge relief. And I loved just how chaotic the really fast jazz sounds, and I can't. Yeah, my brain feels soothed listening to it. As far as like local stuff, I really like Worm. I saw them play at Lane May, and I thought they were amazing. They should be a lot bigger.
Agreed.
What else? We played with Phased on a Pony.
Oh yeah.
They are playing Port Noise. Was it this weekend? But yeah, their new album is out, and it's so, I've been listening to it a lot. It's so, this is just my take. It sounds sort of like gratitude in an album. It's weird for me to describe it like that, and I feel like Peter might not like that. But it's,
I like
somebody
that.
Noticing small things in their life and yep. being grateful. It sounds like somebody who's very much in love with their own life, and you know, the way that he describes, it's so New Zealand, but not in the way that I feel like some music in New Zealand can sound very regional or whatever, but like they're kind of focusing on negative things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very like, I don't know, just listen to it, you might see what I mean. But
I love that description though.
But the lyrics are very buzzy and sort of like remind me of like David Berman or something. But the way that David Berman actually sort of sounded, you know, it's someone who's like, this is my life and I like it. To me, at least, that's how I read it. But yeah.
I am definitely going to check that out after that description. This is the curly question I ask everyone. When I say queer anthem, is there a song in mind, and what would it be?
Have you ever heard of the band The Blue Bloods?
No, I haven't.
They were a band, I think, maybe about 10 years ago. They had some amazing, amazing songs. They have a song called Versace. And so the lead singer is Kim Swanson. She's made music under the name Stud. Amazing, amazing cult record called Rock the Mullet. It was so ahead of its time, so early 2000s, late 90s. I met her on K Road when I was a very young, wide-eyed, it's maybe 18-year-old. And she's sort of been in and out of my life since and in various bands. But I love Rock the Mullet. Definitely that. It was, and it's filmed on K Road, and it's very genderqueer and freaky and fun.
Comes up to me and she says to me, where'd you get that outrageous haircut from? and I said I hopped on a number 2 train up to Harlem. And this beautiful black boy in this beauty parlor says to me, how do you want your hair cut? And I said, shaven on the sides, real severe. And he said to me, are you a boy or a girl? And I said to him, well, sometimes I'm a boy and sometimes I'm a girl. And he said to me, where'd you get that amazing haircut from? And I said to him, I've traveled all over the world for this haircut. And he says to me, Ross, the mullet. Ross, the mullet. The mullet. The mullet, mullet. Ross, the mullet. I was shopping along 5th Avenue and 76th Street one day, and this cruisy rich chick comes up to me, and she says to me, where'd you get that weird haircut from? And I said to her, honey, I go uptown to a beautiful Russian barber. And she said, you look like Billy Ray Cyrus. And I said, and this mullet is like a virus. Once you've got it, you'll never get rid of it. And she said to me,
also the Blue Bloods, her other band, which was a bit later, it was a punk quartet. They have a song called Versace. It's like her singing about Versace, swimming pools, supermodels. It's just amazing music. She's so underrated, such an icon.
Thank you.
I remember she showed me actually a song I've been listening to almost nonstop lately, which is called Legs by ZZ Top. I don't know if you know that song.
I am a child of the 80s, so I deeply know that song.
She showed me that song. I can't remember where we were, like maybe like Eagle or somewhere on K Road that had a jukebox, and she put it on and I was like, this is amazing. It sounds like Donna Summer, I Feel Love, but like rock. And I just can't stop listening to it at the moment. So it's a queer anthem for me for sure.
I love that. So you have a show coming up this week?
I'm playing a show on Sunday, and it is queer autumn is what they're describing it as. Unfortunately, from the feeling of the wind outside, that could be true. It could be autumn.
Our gardening show person has declared her prediction that autumn is coming early this year.
That breaks my heart.
I know. Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell are playing.
What a band name.
Best band name.
I have not had the pleasure. And a band called Mask Femme, I haven't seen them either. So it'd be nice to play. It's an early show, I think. It'd be nice to play with people I haven't seen before and get amongst the youth.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to me by the powers of Zoom today. Have a yes. great show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you want to head to Queer Autumn, it is at Whammy Bar this Sunday, the 22nd at 5 p.m. The EE Machine is playing. So that's Emily, who I was just speaking to. Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell and Mask Femme are also playing. It is $10. Or $5 if you are unwaged. You can get the tickets from Under the Radar. And that's at Whammy in Tāmaki Makaurau. Enjoy if you go. If I was in Auckland, I would so be there. Emily Androsa, track called What's Love Got to Do with the Price of Fish. And for most of this show, you've been listening to a chat I had this week with Emily. I hope you get to go to the show this weekend if you're in Tāmaki Makaurau. Fables has a brand new track out. It is called Eyes Closed. And Fables is a queer musician from Aotearoa. You're listening to Loud and Queer.
getting better from the smoke it kept me in. I only wanted an honest man. I only wanted an honest man.
You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. That was Tamaki Makaurau musician Fables with Eyes Closed. I would love to hear from you. Have you got a song that you'd like me to play? Are you making music? Are you playing a show in Whakatū? Let's talk. Head to loudandqueer.nz and that is how you can get in touch with me. Thank you for listening today. I have a final track for you out of Naam, Melbourne, on Simona Castricum's brilliant Trans Brunswick Express label. It is by a group called LXRP, and this is called Maintenance. I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tau Ihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.